Okay.
All right.
45 seconds.
Okay.
You're now tuned in to Better Living with Peter Loomis on Catfish 99.7 AM. This program is sponsored by the Better Living Health Food Store, located at 1706 Highway 70 West in Camden. Their hours of operation are Sunday from 12 until 5, Monday through Thursday from 10 until 6, and Friday from 9 until 1. We're providing life-changing natural health information that will enable you to have more energy and a greater degree of health and wellness. Now, here's your host, Peter Loomis.
Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Loomis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, friends. Today we have a special guest with us. He has been with us before, Chef Clynell Walker. I would like to welcome you back to the Better Living Radio program. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, wonderful. Chef Clynell Walker is a medical missionary, gospel medical missionary. He goes around the country, around the world, and work with people from a health and spiritual point of view with natural therapies, natural means. As a matter of fact, Chef Walker, what was the last country you were in? And that was how recently?
Just about a week ago. Okay.
All right. So you're a missionary, God's missionary, doing God's work. And today we are going to talk about the spiritual connection and roots to various diseases. I do know that the Bible sets the foundation that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And God wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as we our soul prospereth. 3 John 2 says that. And there's much information now coming out showing that, yes, indeed, there is a connection between the physical and the spiritual. I was reading something just now on one website. It says, thoughts and emotions also carry vibration that impacts the biochemical, cellular, and overall physiological state. At a physical level, the body is made up of atoms and water, which are in a constant state of motion. The type of movement or frequency at which atoms within a cell vibrate creates a form of wave energy that influences their structure and function. Science demonstrates that thoughts, words, and feelings can change the crystal structure of water and cells, which can change their function. Positive, kind, and inspiring thoughts and emotions vibrate in harmony with your cells since they share a similar frequency that allows them to function optimally. In fact, one study has found that the type of vibrations or energy pattern that are carried by certain words and intentions are able to cause physical changes in DNA structure, which affects how the genetic code is translated to make different proteins that become the building block of your body. Wow. So, yes, indeed, science is bearing forth that the spiritual, the emotional aspect of our being is affected or does affect the physical. All right, Chef Clynell Walker, you've had some experience in dealing with this kind of approach to sickness and disease. From your point of view, does spiritual, emotional situations affect the physical body?
Yes,
No, keep going.
And I'll give you an example that happened to us. There was a young man.
Okay, before you go to that example, let me just restate so our listeners can hear. So it is being emphasized that yes, the spiritual and the mental does have a physical effect upon our body and upon our health. The blood work may be perfect. There is no apparent reason for the condition. And when you look at the spiritual connection and roots for some diseases, you see that not until we deal with the spiritual connection does a person get well. All right. So you're about to give us an example now. Please go ahead. Yeah.
Now, I'm afraid I have to say that she is a medical doctor.
Okay.
She graduated, has reports, everything ready to practice, done her, been working in the hospital.
Her internship.
Allow the mom to benefit from her school because she cannot. with all the things that she put us through.
So, in just a few days ago, after 11 years, you can observe a turnaround, know that she has finally contacted the young man, which may be not young anymore, but she contacted the person and told the person that she forgave them for how the relationship ended. Is that what it was?
Detail. Any road stuff. Don't open another can of worms.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing.
And what is it that noticeable that you have seen in her to indicate that this may have been the missing link and now she will be able to function and live her life? So that's
that.
So that's exhibit number one. That's one case, a very recent case with a medical doctor and unable to function due to unforgiveness. Now, what would be exhibit number two? Yes, go ahead. So the condition is, again, when he stands up, his blood pressure goes up. When he lies down, the blood pressure goes down to normal.
That's right.
All right, keep going.
Unheard of.
Yes, sir.
Contact with was this young man. He was 6'4", and when he And he broke down. He went into study, and he sat down. And he did not utter a word until this day. Now, because he shut down, now, I want you to listen very carefully. Because he shut down,
because he could not forgive himself, he shut down, and he has not talked since that time. Now that is amazing. So he, that's the what?
She said that's the best thing she had heard from she'd been traveling all over the world looking for treatment for him.
Oh, okay. So your recommendation is forgiveness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So unforgiveness, in other words, will affect the physiological function of the body.
Oh, man, you said it, my brother. Absolutely.
Wow. But John 10:10 says the devil come to destroy, to kill, and so on. Now, in the next few minutes, can you, okay, let's just go down a brief list, you know, ulcer, what would be the emotional factor there? Arthritis, what would be the emotional, spiritual factor there? Can you just, we got just a minute or two here. Can you just give us an overview of various conditions that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these conditions, 90% or greater of the time, has an underlying spiritual connection there that will make or break a person?
Okay.
Okay, let's just clarify so the listeners can understand. You said disgust, which disgust would be like what? You just
when you're displeased about it, could be your environment, it could be your job, it could be your church, it could be your spouse, it could be your wife, your husband, it's just
okay.
Whatever, it's just something that caused you to be emotionally disgusted or disturbed.
Okay, something that causes you to be emotionally disturbed and it just seems to stick with you. Okay, all right, so that's ulcer. You were saying about arthritis.
Arthritis normally comes from a broken spirit. Whenever time a person's spirit is broken, they normally have a bone problem.
Okay. Which doctor?
You know, I am not a psychic or whatever you may call it. And she said, how do you know someone broke her? And I said, I don't know. I'm just asking. Just a question. She said, yes. My husband walked out on me, you know, with the church sister. Finally, they were going to, you know, a church, a local church. And that just, you know, she thought I was a prophet or something. You know, but the whole thing is that we know
that's right. What is that?
It's the cause of bitterness. The
spiritual bitterness. Bitterness, yeah.
Bitterness. So, yes, when a person is bitter, they would have gallbladder affliction.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's wonderful. I mean, this is good to know because so many people have bitterness, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, especially people in the world, but people in the church as well. So in 30 seconds as we finish, can you just address the church folks, especially who are listening, who have resentment, bitterness, and all kinds of unforgiveness in their heart? Can you speak to them just in 30 seconds? Give them a word of encouragement.
Thank you. That's the greatest revival that could ever take place in any denomination, any church, is for them to look deep in their heart and be sincere. Can I say that again?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And thanksgiving. And if you think that we can
but
they will give you any information you need to be happy to travel throughout the country and even throughout the world.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much, Chef Kleinel. Our listeners, we do appreciate you joining us today as we talked about the mind-body connection with physical ailment. Go and forgive those who trespass against you. God bless you. Join us next week. If you have any questions, call us at Better Living Natural Foods. Thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Walker.
God bless you, my brother.
All right, God bless. Thanks.
I was constantly going around.